The Pledge of Allegiance, with liberty and Starbucks for all. It is utterly amazing that people have the time and the energy to argue about the wording in the Pledge of Allegiance, specifically the words under God. That phrase seems to get them all worked up in a lather, especially the atheists who love to keep bringing this to the table for discussion. Yet I've known a lot of atheists in my life, and none of them has ever seemed interested in this ongoing debate. Where does an atheist get the energy for this kind of activity anyway? They don't even have the energy to have faith, for God's sake. The under God was added to the pledge during the 50s as a kind of vaccination against the godlessness of communism. Well, guess what? We don't have to worry about communism anymore. And the fact of the matter is, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter whether kids say it or don't say it. You see, they're just kids. They don't know what they're saying. The concepts in the pledge are way beyond the grasp of children. It sounds important, but it's senseless to a child, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning. And no child ever has said the words under God and experienced the rapture. To put it simply, the Pledge of Allegiance is like a cup of coffee for elementary school students. By the time they finish saying it, they are awake enough to realize they are in school. When I was in school, we used to say the Our Father prayer as well. It was like a much-needed second cup of Joe. A lot of people are still very upset that kids don't have to recite it anymore. Well, I said that prayer every morning at school until I graduated, and it had absolutely no effect on my life whatsoever. None whatsoever. Amen.